Gas companies need to sell natural gas liquids, or NGLs, to make drilling work financially. But first, they've got to get the NGLs from drilling operations in the Northeast to processing plants in the South. Enter the Bluegrass Pipeline. It would stretch 1,100 miles from Pennsylvania to Louisiana. Some of that pipeline already exists, but there's a key 500-mile segment that's missing. And to bridge that gap, a pipeline company called Williams would like to go through parts of 13 Kentucky counties. To do that, Williams needs to find property owners who will let the pipeline cross their land.
And we own up there to that fence line there where you see those trees. Uh-huh.
And then it goes it's a hot, sticky day outside Bardstown in Nelson County. But in the Pyle family's backyard, it feels a bit cooler. A wisteria tree casts shade over the patio, and two swings sway gently under a ramada. Horses graze in a nearby field. Kelly Pyle shows off her flowers.
Those are blazing stars. The purple ones are. Those are lilies.
Past the blazing stars, past the horses, at the edge of the Pyle's property is where land agents have proposed building the pipeline. Kelly's daughter Heather doesn't want it there.
I mean, I grew up here. It's where my friends are from. It's where my family's from. It's where I want to bring my kids one day and not have to worry about a pipeline 3 feet underground. I mean, it's my little safe haven, you know?
Heather's father initially gave permission for the survey, but he's since rescinded it and told the agents he won't allow the pipeline to cross his land. But Heather is worried about the environmental and safety hazards the project would pose for her community. There's the possibility of leaks or explosions. And Tom Fitzgerald of the Kentucky Resources Council says NGL pipelines are woefully unregulated.
It's a real, as far as I'm concerned, a real regulatory gap in terms of public safety and public protection.
Unlike with natural gas pipelines, NGL pipelines aren't subject to comprehensive environmental studies. The company doesn't have to prove the pipeline is necessary, like a public utility would have to. The construction of the line and basic maintenance is regulated by the Department of Transportation, and there are few restrictions on where the pipeline can go. Now, land agents are in a complicated dance. They're courting residents and trying to chart the best route for the pipeline. While landowners like the Pyles have refused to let their land be surveyed, some have agreed. Marion Bischoff is driving me around his 600-acre farm. It's almost time to harvest the fields of winter wheat he's growing. The pipeline's original path would have crossed his best field, but that plan has been changed.
The land going right up through here where we're driving. He said they'd even put it in this road.
Bischoff spoke out against the pipeline at a recent public meeting. But now, he might agree to let it cross his property.
I am a cooperator. I think it takes cooperation in this old world, and just totally not cooperating generally makes it thing going hard on everybody.
Builders haven't made any offers to landowners yet, and while eminent domain isn't out of the question, it's way too early to talk about it now. But regardless of whether an individual homeowner agrees to the pipeline, opponents argue that allowing the project anywhere in the area could be devastating for the community as a whole.
My concerns are primarily about the effect on the land, the effect on the water, the effect on the air quality, and with all of that, the effect on the community.
Sister Claire McGowan is the executive director of New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future, a nonprofit in Washington County. She and many others in the area are worried about the hazards of an NGL leak.
To have the water supply totally damaged for probably centuries, and to have the potential of enormous explosions and fires is, to me, a risk that's just unacceptable.
Bill Lawson at Williams says his company's pipeline will follow rigorous safety standards.
We take health and safety very seriously, and we work hard to make sure that the systems we put in place are well monitored, well maintained, and will be safe for generations to come.
But earlier this year, a Williams-owned pipeline leaked for 15 days near Parachute Creek in Colorado, releasing cancer-causing benzene into the groundwater. And all the monitoring the company promised didn't seem to help. The pipeline still leaked. But could that happen in Kentucky? Residents are concerned about their groundwater, which supplies several public water systems and is a key ingredient in the region's famous bourbon. David Harris is a geologist with the Kentucky Geological Survey. He says the nature of NGLs would mean that most of them would turn into gas if there was a leak and they were depressurized. But
you know, if they do have some heavier compounds in there, then that could stay liquid at atmospheric pressure, then that certainly would be a problem.
Most of the pipeline's route is underlain by limestone, with caves, fissures, and sinkholes throughout. Harris says if a leak were to happen near one of these features, and if some of the NGLs remained liquid, the contamination could spread quickly. Right now, the Williams Company remains focused on surveying along the pipeline's route. The company hopes it will be in service, wherever it's built, by 2015. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Erica Peterson.